This daughter of Atlas has got hold of poor, unhappy Odysseus and keeps trying by every kind of blandishment to make him forget his home, so that he is tired of life and thinks of nothing but how he may once more see the smoke of his own chimneys. You, sir, take no heed of this, and yet, when Odysseus was before Troy, did he not propitiate you with many a burnt sacrifice? Why then should you keep on being so angry with him? And Zeus said, My child, what are you talking about? How can I forget Odysseus, than whom there is no more capable man on earth, nor more liberal in his offerings to the immortal gods that live in heaven? Bear in mind, however, that Poseidon is still furious with Odysseus for having blinded an eye of Polyphemus, king of the Cyclopes. Polyphemus is son to Poseidon by the nymph Thusa, daughter to the sea king Phorcys. Therefore, though he will not kill Odysseus outright, he torments him by preventing him from getting home. Still, let us lay our heads together and see how we can help him to return. Poseidon will then be pacified, for if we are all of a mind, he can hardly stand out against us. And Athena said, Father, son of Cronus, king of kings, if, then, the gods now mean that Odysseus should get home, we should first send Hermes to the Ogygian island to tell Calypso that we have made up our minds and that he is to return. In the meantime, I will go to Ithaca to put heart into Odysseus' son Telemachus. I will embolden him to call the Achaeans in assembly and speak out to the suitors of his mother Penelope, who persist in eating up any number of his sheep and oxen. I will also conduct him to Sparta and to Pylos, to see if he can hear anything about the return of his dear father, for this will make people speak well of him. So saying, she bound on her glittering golden sandals, imperishable, with which she can fly like the wind over land or sea. She grasped the redoubtable bronze-shod spear, so stout and sturdy and strong, wherewith she quells the ranks of heroes who have displeased her, and down she darted from the topmost summits of Olympus, whereon, forthwith, she was in Ithaca, at the gateway of Odysseus' house, disguised as a visitor, Mentes, chief of the Taphians, and she held a bronze spear in her hand. There she found the lordly suitors, seated on hides of oxen which they had killed and eaten, and playing draughts in front of the house. Menservants and pages were bustling about to wait upon them, some mixing wine with water in the mixing bowls, some cleaning down the tables with wet sponges and laying them out again, and some cutting up great quantities of meat. Telemachus saw her long before anyone else did. He was sitting moodily among the suitors, thinking about his brave father, and how he would send them flying out of the house if he were to come to his own again and be honored, as in days gone by. Thus brooding, as he sat among them, he caught sight of Athena and went straight to the gate, for he was vexed that a stranger should be kept waiting for admittance. He took her right hand in his own and bade her give him her spear. "Welcome," said he, "to our house, and when you have partaken of food, you shall tell us what you have come for." He led the way as he spoke, and Athena followed him. When they were within, he took her spear and set it in the spear stand against a strong bearing post, along with the many other spears of his unhappy father, and he conducted her to a richly decorated seat, under which he threw a cloth of damask. There was a footstool also for her feet, and he set another seat near her for himself, away from the suitors, that she might not be annoyed while eating by their noise and insolence, and that he might ask her more freely about his father. A maidservant then brought them water in a beautiful golden ewer and poured it into a silver basin for them to wash their hands, and she drew a clean table beside them. An upper servant brought them bread and offered them many good things of what there was in the house. The carver fetched them plates of all manner of meats and set cups of gold by their side, and a manservant brought them wine and poured it out for them. Then the suitors came in and took their places on the benches and seats. Forthwith, men